Well, good morning again, Daniel Valdez again. It is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Let's put a cherry on the inaugural, if you want to call it that, Bands America North Texas Regional Championship. Yes, Dallas has two regionals at Prosper ISD Children's Health Stadium. What an incredible venue. The hospitality there was incredible. The band parents at Rock Hill and Prosper were just absolutely incredible. Very, very genuine people, and I can't thank them enough for the all the kind words our crew got, and the Texas Bands Live blog got at the event. So thank you to everybody who was involved putting on the event. Y'all are amazing. Thank you so much, and thanks for the swag too. I appreciate it. Let's go over the results. Let's go over the scores, and let's talk a little bit about the contest, and then we'll put that away because we get a week off this week from Bands of America contest, and we need it because I think we've had one every single week for the past 7 months. So we could all use a little bit of a break. So let's go over the results. First of all, congratulations. I may have to upgrade them from unofficial to official. The official marching band of HEV, the Wakeland High School Band, 88.7, brand new, first time Bands of America Regional Champions. This was earned. And we're going to talk about them in just a second. But congratulations to Wakeland on your very first Bands of America Regional Championship. Let's go over the finals results. 12th place was Owosso from Oklahoma. They came down from Oklahoma to come compete with us. Did a fine job in finals, 80.25. Keller Central put out all the sound, 81.00. Saxey makes their second Bands of America Regional Final this year, 81.05. Forney was awesome, way to play up that key theme. The percussion ensemble is fantastic. The guard is fearless, 81.825. Southlake Carroll with an 83.25, very unique set pieces there and everything. Great performance overall. Rock Hill at seventh place at 84.10. Rock Hill had one of the fan favorite shows. You can't go wrong with Mad Hatter theme, and they really played it up. Tons of character in the show. Excellent stuff from Rock Hill. Again, their second Bands of America Regional Finals this year. Westwood, same thing. Austin finalist. North Texas finalist. Very entertaining show. 84.525. Prosper's going to Nationals, and they're already off to a great start. Fifth place, 85.05. Wiley East with their second top five finish at a Bands of America Regional, 85.40. Those are some talented musicians. Speaking of talented musicians, third place, Waxahachie, 86.95. They were doing things musically from an ensemble standpoint that I have rarely heard on the field, talking about all sorts of sforzandos and control and just coming way down for volume and then building back up. Just textbook stuff. Incredible music performance I heard yesterday from Waxahachie. 86.95 in third place. Second place was Westlake out of Austin. 88.075. Those soloists are just absolutely fantastic. The noir theme fits so well. Excellent job from Westlake. And then, of course, your regional champions, Wakeland High School with an 88.70. They swept all the captions and finals. They were the Class 3A champion. Westlake was the Class 4A champion. Both of them were able to make it into finals. Let's talk about this contest. Obviously, we saw a theme here. We had a theme of several programs that are, you know, that made multiple regional finals, including this North Texas one. So that is really good stuff, especially from programs that maybe are not, from programs that are young and that are just learning how to deal with success. When you get that success early season, a lot of the times what happens with young programs is they get overconfident and they don't max out their performances and max out their shows. Like they need to do, especially at this part of the season when you're getting to start the UIL process, when you start to get to go to Super Regional in a couple of weeks. Usually a lot of young programs have a hard time rising to the occasion. And we saw, you know, Rock Hill and Saxey and programs like that who are just now experiencing some Bands of America's success, and they're continuing that tradition. They're continuing to work hard. The programs are better. But these shows are better every single time you see them, so that's a huge plus. Let's talk about Wakeland for a second. They had three performances yesterday. They go early on prelims, so early call time, early on prelims. Then they go to the UIL region evaluation, so they go do that. And even though it's down the road, there's still travel involved. That's still another performance you have to do. You still got to go through the process. You still got to do warm-ups and all that stuff. That takes a toll. It does. Yeah, take it from somebody who had to do a local contest one Saturday, and then later on in the day do a football game. Now, obviously, these are two different situations, but even with a local contest and a football game, I can tell you that when we did it, my program was dog tired. They were really bad. And of course, eating at Easy's off of 281 and Bitters in San Antonio, that's an inside joke there, that didn't really help either when we were eating, brick oven pizzas and giant calzones right before we went and played our football game. So that's a very tough thing to do. So Wakeland goes, BOA prelims, UIL region evaluation, then they come back for final. They weren't even there for the finals announcements because they were still traveling or eating or sleeping or doing something in the hyperbaric chamber probably. And then they come back for finals, and then they turn out that performance late at night. It's not like they went on early in finals. They went on late. It was like 10 o'clock when they went on. So that is a lot to ask of a program, and you cannot ask that of your program unless you know your kids are tough. They're tough physically. They're tough mentally. Those are the types of programs I love. Those are programs that are willing to risk that sort of thing. It could have all blown up in their face. It could have been a really bad situation with three performances. But that third one, even talking with the kids on the field, they felt like that third performance was the best one of the day. And that's all you can ask of your kids. That's all you can ask of band students. Give me a better performance than you had earlier in the day. If you can do that, you can be a part of us. You can be a successful part of a successful program. That's what Wakeland did. Three performances that day, and they walk out of here at the end of the day with the North Texas Regional Championship. Congratulations to Wakeland. Y'all are amazing. You sounded great. You move on the field so great. You know, this activity, we do get caught up in set pieces. We get caught up in electronics and general effect and a lot of that stuff. And I love all that stuff. Trust me, I do. It puts the art in pageantry arts. It really does. And it makes you think. And I love that lots of programs treat this activity like an art form. I also love it when programs really excel at just marching and playing. There will always be room for that in this activity. There will always be room for that in this activity. I promise you. But you got to execute it. And that's a very difficult thing to do. Just because you do it doesn't necessarily mean that it's being executed to the highest level. So there will always be a place for that in the pageantry arts. There will always be a place for that in marching band and contest, no matter what the system is. There will always be a place for that. But you got to execute. You can't let individuals slip. You got to have full ensemble sounds. You got to play with characteristic tones. You got to move properly. You got to have excellence visually from person to person to person. That's exactly what we saw from Wakeland last night. That's why they're the North Texas champions. That stadium was awesome. It was really, really good. Great sight lines. Looked amazing at night. Excellent venue. I imagine it's going to be back there next year. They had some great attendance. They had some great attendance for the event. And, just an incredible event overall. Great performances in finals. Great stuff from everybody. So congratulations to everybody who competed at the BOA North Texas Regional Championship. Congratulations to my HEB band, Wakeland High School. Congratulations, folks. It was really nice visiting with some of you after the finals. I'm done here. Let's go get some rest. We're all tired. let's get some rest, and then we'll recharge. We got UIL region stuff going on. We're preparing for area. We're preparing for 5A area contests, and there's a lot going on. So good luck to everybody competing with the UIL stuff. I know it's difficult. I know it's a lot to ask from you all, but keep pushing through and start maxing out your shows, because I promise you it's going to be worth it. I'm done here. I will talk to you all very soon. Thank you all so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.